Time now for our occasional feature, My Fellow Americans, interesting folks we meet along the way.
I have in my hand some food scraps, sugar snap pea threads, basil stems, and some green tea. I'm going to dump this food in here.
His name is John Camp.
And you can see some of the worms wiggling around in there. They look pretty happy.
He's a grad student at UCLA studying urban planning.
And put the bedding on top. There you go.
We're talking to John because this is Earth Day, and he's a good example of someone who lives the Earth Day ethic, even though he lives in a city apartment. He has an in-home worm compost bin. It's a small black plastic thing with six aeration holes in it. He uses the compost from the worms to fertilize a potted plant garden he keeps on his apartment balcony.
It's pretty simple, actually. When you first get it, it's obviously an empty plastic bin, and you put some potting soil down in the bottom of it. And the worms come in a box, you order them, you open it up, and you dump it out, and some dirt will come out with a few worms, and then just like, poof, poof, these clumps just fall out, and it's just like masses of worms. So I don't know, it could have been 800 for all I know. There's a book that we got with the worm compost that had all of the instructions in it. No, I was the only one who read the actual book to find out how to take care of the worm compost. So people were putting in too much food, and it's prime breeding ground for flies. To be honest with you, the fly problem makes the mainstream appeal of a worm compost very limited. So this concerns me.
In some countries, like Germany, for instance, composting is a lot more popular than it is here. The government helps with big, organized national efforts. Those can really make a difference, John says. He's not sure he is making a difference at his micro level. Saving a few scraps from a landfill is mostly a symbolic act.
I think it's important to compost, and I like the idea of it, and I like reducing waste, but on the other hand, me alone, I'm not doing a whole lot. But I think it's important to be the change that you want to see in the world. So I guess having this worm compost is a little bit of that.
John Camp. He's an urban planning graduate student who lives here in Los Angeles. He's our fellow American. You can see a picture of John and his worm composter at our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News. Next time on Day to Day, he's a visionary, an activist, a force for good, or a spoiler, an egotist, the man who threw the last election to George Bush. Ralph Nader's campaigning again, and Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports from the bus. Well, maybe it's a Prius. Anyway, he's with the Nader campaign. I'm Alex Chadwick. Join us next time for Mike's report on Day to Day.